said this bears out as I go through it.
Orienting ourselves to why we are here, and that all that we do will be that which is honoring and glorifying to God. So let's spend a few moments in opening prayer, testing ourselves to see if we are in proper relationship with God the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to take time out, assemble ourselves, Father, that which was given to us by the head of the church in the first century, taking not the assembling of yourselves. But Father, it is not the mere physical assembling of ourselves, but it is that it results in praiseworthy that is acceptable to you. Father, we pray that all that is done this morning, from prayer to giving to singing to opening of the scriptures, will all be done in a manner that is glorifying to you and that of the glory of your Son. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, a couple of, announcements to get us ready here. This next Sunday will be the first Sunday of August. Boy, the summer is gone. We've not even really had a summer in Dallas this year. But next Sunday will be the first Sunday in August, so we'll have our communion study series, and then we will have communion or have our fellowship lunch together. And the theme next, the first Sunday of August, the communion Sunday for eating, will be, in quote, soul food. Does that mean I just get to keep talking and talking and talking? All right. And this, man, I mean, we're talking right now. Gumbo, beans, red beans and rice. Oh, this is good stuff. Amen. All right. So you picked the wrong Sunday to come. Yeah. So, chicken and dumplings, roast, and, dirty rice. So you didn't just throw some dirt in the rice, and that'll take care of that. And flat-eyed peas, that's good stuff. And so, and then after you get your dirty rice, you can toss some salad around with each other, toss salad. But anyway, this will be out in the foyer. And that'll be next Sunday. We'll have that fellowship. This Sunday, I'll say more in just a few moments. John Hintz is here with us from Tucson. I want to get Ian McGrath here on a Sunday and have him give us a report of his journey to Central America and Honduras, Guatemala. And so I will set up a date when he's able to come down, and I'll let you know when that'll be so that he can come and give us a report on what he is doing or what he's done and things going on in that respect. The Word of God declares, whatsoever man purposeth in his soul to give, so let him give not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a gracious giver. The gracious giver is defined as one who has personally accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. If you haven't made that decision, of course, that's the major issue. But if you have, then the great issue is the leading of the Spirit. There are many things that happen once we start walking in the Spirit. One of them, of course, is a continual love of Scripture. One of them is the assembling of ourselves. Another is giving as unto the Lord. And so it is not a